5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining me on your new favorite show. It's your boy Roy on SRQ Talk, and it starts right now.
Yay!
Oh, thank you.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition. It's your boy, Roy, SRQ Talk. It's what we call Little Friday on your calendar. You know it as Thursday, October 15, 2020. You got it locked and tuned in to your boy here. Of course, we talk all top news, even though some of my audience is like, enough of the top news. That's what we do, man. That's the agenda. I told you from the beginning, we don't have a boss to account to. We are Mac Radio local podcast here. I have freed myself from the working class and making myself free, man. I'm anxiety free ever since I left my last damn employer. Did me a favor, a big time favor. I'd like to thank him for letting me go. Because my life has never been better, stress-free, man. And it's so nice not to be under the corporate, thumbnail of somebody telling you what to do, the agenda, what to say. Get the hell out of here, man. Roy's numbers off the chain, baby. Check the numbers today. Florida, of course, leads. Everybody leads. But we don't have really too much time to brag about my numbers today. Unfortunately, I love to brag about my numbers and give props to the people. I like to welcome everybody domestically here in the United States. And of course, we're Mac Daddy, so we're international. We have beautiful 8 countries that have opted into your boy Roy: Ireland, the UK and England, Mexico, Germany, Turkey, Netherlands, Singapore, and baby, it's Colombia. Wrapping up the top 8 here of international countries that are embracing the show here. And of course, the US of A, Florida, Mac Daddy, Fort Myers, Northport blowing up. And of course, where we broadcast live today in Sarasota, Florida. Beautiful. Another gorgeous day, man. No signs of winter here. It's a little humid, a little hot, but the sun is shining bright, and it's a gorgeous day. I would be hating to be stuck in a building working for somebody right now. But that's your reality, man. You got to do what you got to do. If you ain't got no other talent than doing what you're doing, guess what, man? Sorry for you. But we move on. We got a lot of reports here, of course. We got the COVID-19 numbers that bring down the show. Today's going to be doomsday radio, baby. Negative radio at its best, baby. There you go. Your boy Roy, SRQ Talk Show. And today's show brought to you by DirectTowing.app, baby. That's right. They opted in for another sponsorship. We do Monday through Friday 1-hour shows. We break it up to a 2-hour segments. The first 30 minutes is basically top news, where we bring locally here the state of Florida, Manatee County, Sarasota County to the front of the line on any top news. And that's what we'll do in today. And then, of course, this damn epidemic life doesn't go away, man. Yeah, we're living the pandemic life here. And the COVID-19 doesn't go away. When is it going to go away? After that damn November 3rd presidential election, it'll disappear like Fitz magic over there with the Miami Dolphins. Fitzy, baby, lock it up, man. My Dolphins blew out the Niners this week. Oh, and on the sports team, the second half of the show is all sports as usual. We are on season 2, episode 11. We're doing the sticks today, baby. Little Friday, baby, a little closer to the weekend. And I like to report, me and the queen of Siesta Key, we locked up our hotel, baby. I'm going down south. I live in paradise already. I need another paradise to go to. And I've chosen the great people of Key West. Don't want to opt in into the show. Haven't heard, seen anything under Google Analytics. None of the podcasts have mentioned that I have listeners in Key West. But after I go, we'll make sure we advertise the show down there, and we'll start getting the closest city. We'll start getting some listeners down there for sure after your boy Roy spends the weekend down there and spends a little bit of his money down there. I need a little R&R, man. Me and the Queen of Siesta Key, I'm going to tuck her right under my arm, and I'm taking her down there. And guess what? We're driving down in a convertible Z4 BMW, baby. That's right, the Queen of Siesta Key Z4 BMW. We're going to get it washed, detailed, get those tires all shiny, and we're heading south, baby. I was going to jump on that little cruise, man, but the little voucher that we had, a really good deal we had, doesn't start until 2021, January 1st. And guess what? We can't wait, baby. We want to go now. So we've decided we're going to save about $400 by taking the little Z4. I take my car, but my car is a gas guzzler, all-wheel drive, 4x4, baby. Not the smartest move. So we're going with the little Beamer down there, man. And we got our resort. Beautiful reviews on the resort, man. And guess what? I heard today lobster season has opened, baby. Just in time for your boy Roy to go down there to Key West, baby. R&R relaxation. Guess what? Because Roy controls his own destiny now. Ain't got no damn boss telling me what to do, what time to come in, who to cover for. Get the hell out of here, man. The shackles were cut for your boy Roy here way back in May, man, and it's the best thing they damn did for me. Self-sufficient here, sponsors all day, and here we go, direct towing, .app, baby. It's almost like the Uber and the Lyft of services here. You just go to directtowing.app, and you download their app, and it's just like... All right, hold on now. I think I'm talking to myself here. We might have to re-record the show here, even though we don't like to edit anything here, but I've been having trouble with my internet, and it seems like that's the case right now. So I don't know if we're recording, but guess what? We don't care, baby. We're going to go on here and direct towing. Download their app, man. I know there's a lot of insurances that have the 24-hour, the 24-hour roadside assistance and all that. But, I mean, I even have Flo, that bitch from Progressive, man, that's charging me a bundle monthly. They want me to pay $12.99 every month for a 24-hour service roadside assistance. And guess what? Your boy Roy's not willing to do that crap. You know why? Because I got directtowing.app. Download the app. You never know when you're going to have a problem with whether you're Mac Daddying in a BMW Z4 like I'll be doing in Key West. You never know when these things break down, man. And you don't want to have to Google it. And when you're on the side of the road, just directtowing.app. Download that app, and they're going to pinpoint your location and come and save your damn ass and get you off the damn streets. Lock it up. Directtowing.app. We appreciate them sponsoring the first half of the show. Second half, it's going to be all sports, because guess what? Your boy Roy, yeah, we got the voodoo boogaloo off of us, baby. We went 2-0 yesterday. Two locks I gave you. And I did get some damn emails telling me, oh, after you told me your record, I went against you and went with the Rays. Well, you know what? Too bad for you, man, because I told you. And you little damn Tampa people, take it so damn personal, man. You guys are a little sensitive, okay? Because I went with the Astros yesterday doesn't mean I'm hoping for the Rays. I want the Rays to go to the damn World Series, man. I remember when they went to 08 and the damn Phillies beat them, man. Okay, I want the Rays to go into the World Series, but this is a long series, game by game. It's about making money. It's not about fanhood. Yeah, your fans, you lose your ass. I told you, if the Astros were going to have any chance of winning any game with this Mac Daddy Rays team, it was going to be with my boy Greinke. And guess what? Greinke came in flying colors, 4-3. And then we dipped our big toe in the pond yesterday in college football yesterday, baby. It was a rare Wednesday night game. We had Coastal Carolina going up against the Louisiana. And why did we go to Coastal Carolina? Because my damn niece graduated from Coastal Carolina out there in South Carolina by Myrtle Beach, baby. And they were getting 8 points. Guess what? I told you we hope we don't choke on it, but we're going to gobble those damn 8 points. We didn't even need it. Outright, baby. Outright, they came through with flying colors. Astros beat them 4-3. Greinke got the win there, and the Dodgers just damn blew out the damn Braves. There you go, Atlanta. You were up 2-0. Now it's 2-1. Interesting series there, but we're going to have plenty of time to go through sports. You know where to find us. The numbers are damn off the chain. You have no problem finding it, but any new listeners, you can go to the Anchor podcast where we broadcast live every day here from their dashboard, but Breaker Radio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, SoundCloud, CastBox, Himalaya, Boys Off the Chain, man, I'm everywhere. Truth of the matter is you can go to any search engine, SRQ Talk Show, and your boy Roy's going to dominate that page. Absolutely. We are on, like I said, season 2, episode 11. We had, we finished season 1 with 37 episodes, so we're amped up, man. It's Little Friday here. You know it as Thursday, baby, and we're keeping it strong. We're 10 minutes into the show, so let's start with our first report. And where does it come from? From that direct damn Bradenton, Manatee County. Okay, FHP reports a hit-and-run driver arrested. They got it. There you go. Manatee Sheriff's Department doing its job. After an extensive investigation regarding the October 12, 2020 fatal hit-and-run crash that occurred on 14th Street in damn Bradenton, Florida Highway Patrol has arrested the hit-and-run driver, Richard Aaron Richardson, 42 years old, of damn Bradenton, was placed under arrest for felony hit-and-run involving death and driving while license suspended. Come on, man. Richardson was transported to the Manatee County Jail and left there in custody to damn rot. There you go. That's your first update. Of course, negative damn radio from Bradenton. What else comes over there? The numbers are damn horrible on my show from Bradenton. We even told them we don't even want you to tell you because we have representation in Manatee County. We got our great people in Palmetto, baby. That's not Palm Ghetto, bitch. That's Palmetto. That's right. Neighbors of Ellington over there. We got Dan Parrish chiming in. Tampa's decided to participate in the show. They made the top 15 in cities here. They're all the way down in the toilet. Don't get me wrong, Tampa. Okay? And I'm sorry I didn't go for your raise. Damn it. Blow it at your ass, man. Okay?
Whatever.
Damn it. It's a money thing. It's nothing personal. I told you if the Astros had any chance to win, they were going to win yesterday with my damn boy Greinke, and it came through. Go ahead and bet against me, man. We're 30 and 25, 55%. 55% is socially acceptable in the gambling world, man. That's max status, okay? Damn it, it's not like we were when we came out of the gate 11 and 2 at 82%. They were damn carving my damn ugly mug on some mountain out there in the Dakotas, man, putting me in Mount Rushmore of handicap, and then we started coming down to earth. And then all of a sudden, they wanted a statue outside the Bellagio when we were like 67%. But guess what? That all came crashing down. We came to reality, man. It's hard to pick these games against the number. But guess what? We're 55% of socially acceptable. Go ahead and keep betting against me. We're 30 and 25. We'll have more on that on the second half of the SRQ Sports Show, which is the 30 minutes that follow this program. There you go. You got your little hit-and-run driver, Richard Aaron Richardson, off the streets there, 42-year-old, man. Your life is over, man. Now you'll have to deal with lawyers, rot in jail, eat those damn bologna sandwiches, and freeze your ass off in there, and make sure you're not Bubba's girlfriend. Yeah. Let me see. There we go. We're going to bring down the show here. Florida DOH confirms 3,356 new COVID-19 cootie cases in the state of Florida. The Florida Department of Health has released its Thursday COVID-19 totals. And of the cooties there, and the state is reporting 744,988. Closer and closer to 1 million of cootie cases statewide. And Florida resident deaths, yep, game over, man. 15,736 people and an increase of 141 game overs, man. I don't know if they're amping up the numbers, man. These numbers seem to be pretty high. We had 170 the other day, 180 yesterday, now 141 of game overs, man. They're blaming everything on this damn COVID, man. I don't even believe anything anymore, man. You can't believe these numbers. We got these damn private laboratories that can't give us the information right away, and then we have to hit delayed numbers over the weekend because somebody, oh yeah, we forgot to give you these damn 400,000 cases that we forgot to give you. Get it together, man. spikes in death totals does not indicate. Yeah, we know you're covering your ass, man. Let's move on, man. We're not going to let it take over the show. It's damn negative radio as it is. Angry radio. Why are you so angry? Get out of my face, man. Let people live and let you going to what are you going to control my emotions, man? I'm amped up, man. This ain't fucking your damn Drek Reddit radio that you're used to, your damn little podcast. Oh, happy music. Get the hell out of here. New, fresh, local, worldwide podcast, bitch. Don't hate. Lock it up. It's your boy, Roy, SRQ Talk. And let's go more directly here. Let's go to damn Manatee County. Oh, there you go. You made the 12,000 club, and it's not the Mile High Club there, Manatee. 12,304 cases of the damn cooties. Put on a mask, man. Social distance yourself, man. Wash it. Take a damn shower, man. We're amped up. 12,304 in damn Manatee County, man. And guess what, Sarasota? You're not too far behind, okay? You like to stick up your nose to Manatee and Bradenton. Oh, they're from Bradenton. Oh, yeah, get the hell out of here. Like, it matters. Like, you're a better person because you live in Sarasota. Get the hell out of here, man. You think I'm going to kiss your ass because your numbers are actually absolutely off the chain all alone. The beautiful Sarasota, baby, embracing the show here. And the numbers are off the chain in Sarasota, man. Northport's going to have a hard time. Northport number three there. No one's catching Fort Myers because for the love of Lehigh Acres and Cape Coral, Fort Myers off the chain, king of the mountain, has been. Since the beginning of our show back in July 3rd of 2020, this past summer there. Sarasota, what's your numbers of the cooties? 8,841. Yeah, you think that's something to write home about? It's not. You're almost getting into the 9,000 club there. I bet I might. But by the end of the week here, Sarasota, you'll be at 9,000. And it's pretty much been that. It's been about a 3,000 spread between the two counties. And, of course, the numbers in Manatee County, as far as the cooties, off the chain at 12,304. The numbers here at Bradenton for the SRQ audience in Bradenton. Yeah, should I say any more? Absolutely. We're going to move on because COVID-19 does not take over the show. There you go. Confirms 3,356. Who knows if this crap is real or not, these numbers, man. I'm starting to doubt these numbers, man. The closer it gets to the election, and God, man, can I put on a TV, put on a radio show? Because, of course, your boy Roy needs, I can't be a damn narcissist and listen to my own show. I need entertainment, too, and it's just a bunch of dreck out there. Absolutely dreck. It's scripted radio, edited radio. Oh, everybody's trying to be funny. You're really not that funny, man. Okay? You want to be a stand-up comedian? Damn, go to freaking a comedy show. So get off my radio, man. Can't believe anything anymore these days, man. I don't believe these numbers. Everything's got an agenda. Guess what doesn't have an agenda? The SRQ talk show here, we answer to nobody, and we don't edit the show. If you don't like it, go to the other 10,000 damn podcasts that you have a choice on. But you won't, because your boy Roy entertains you. 30 minutes here flies like what? I mean, it's already 15 minutes in. I got to amp it up, man. Put the pedal to the metal here. Get you these damn stories. And since we're on this damn COVID cootie cases here, you know, and you know, I told you I have 8 countries, right? And one of them is the damn great country of Netherlands, man, opting into the show. The Dutch woman becomes the first person, okay, to die from the COVID-19 infection. That's right. I told you, negative radio, baby, at its best right here. In this damn internet, man, I'm done with Xfinity, man. It's slowing me up here, man. I'm amped up. The show's amped up. If you can't keep off, get off the damn podcast, man. I need new internet, man. I'm going to go to Verizon, man. This is Xfinity. It's just not doing it for me, man. This elderly Dutch woman has become the first known person to die from catching the COVID-19 twice, according to experts, raising serious questions about how long immunity and antibodies can last. That's right. I'm going to bore you to death here with this story. The woman, she was 89. What more do you want to live? Suffered from a rare type of bone marrow cancer. There you go. Lady has cancer, and now you're blaming it on the damn COVID, man. Cancer called Waldenstrom's macroglobulinemia. Yep, lock it up, man. Her immune system was compromised due to the cell depleting therapy she received. The researchers at Mantras University Medical Center in the damn Netherlands, man, where the numbers are off the chain internationally. Even though you only get 3%, 3% is more than what you got in the Netherlands. You don't even have the damn Netherlands. Netherlands embraces your boy Roy here, not you, man. Get out of here. Wrote in the paper, accepted publication in Journal Clinic of Infection Disease. I hope this damn story doesn't bore me, okay? It's already a damn snore fest.
Whatever.
All right, the patient was initially admitted into the hospital earlier this year with a severe cough and fever, tested positive for COVID-19 at 89 years old, this poor lady. She was discharged 5 days later. They kicked her ass out of the hospital. Besides some persistent fatigue, her symptoms subsided completely, according to the report. But 2 days into chemotherapy treatment, the 59 days after the start of the first COVID-19 episode, the woman developed fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. And you want to blame it on the COVID? You don't think the chemotherapy had anything to do with it?
Whatever.
She was again tested positive for the coronavirus, a damn cooties, man. And no antibodies were detected in her body system. Was she tested positive one time and now she doesn't have antibodies all of a sudden? Maybe it was damn fake news that you gave us that she had COVID from the beginning. See, this is what I mean, man. Is it just me? Or, are you not questioning this crap? But 2 days into chemotherapy, yeah, 59, I already told you. She once again tested positive for coronavirus and no antibodies were detected in her blood system when tested on day 4 and 6. Her condition deteriorated, man, on day 8. 2 weeks later, game over for the 89-year-old beautiful woman from the Netherlands. The woman was not tested between infections, so researchers have no confirmed negative test. However, upon examining the samples from both cases, they found the genetic makeup of the two viruses to be different. They therefore concluded that it is likely that the second episode was a reinfection rather than a prolonged shedding.
Whatever.
This is the first time someone is reported to have died from a second spell of the cooties. However, there has been some reported cases of reinfection worldwide. Most recently, a 25-year-old resident of Washoe County in Nevada, in the United States. Guess what? Nevada? You're nowhere on the radar listening to the show. Absolutely not. I don't even have one stint. Not Vegas? Nope. Nobody's opting in Nevada, man, here to the SRQ talk show. And after this story, no, I'm going to have no listeners.
Whatever.
The man is the first in the U.S. documented to have been reinfected. Breaking records there, sir. Good job there, sir. Way to get yourself on the record books there. You're the damn first U.S. documented to have been reinfected, according to researchers in the Lancet Infection Disease and Medical Journal.
Whatever.
He tested positive for the cooties in April and again in June, showing symptoms in both cases such as a sore throat, cough, headache, nausea, and diarrhea. You don't think he could have had just maybe the flu? Is it possible that he just had the regular flu?
Whatever.
The man had no underlying health conditions, but similarly, I would hope not at 25 damn years old. The man had no underlying health conditions, but similarly to the Dutch women, to the Dutch woman, the bitch from the Netherlands, man.
Whatever.
She bit the dust at 89, man. Suffered a more severe episode the second time. So the guy, when he cut the cooties the second time, it was a lot worse. Unlike the Dutch woman, however, the man developed a measurable antibody response after the second episode. Researchers could not conclude how long the man was immune or if he ever was. Damn, I gotta get through this story, man. It's but what a bore fest this is, man. In the Lancet Infection Disease, researchers said reinfection with SARS-CoV. You know what? The hell with this story, man. The point is that the lady's the first person in the freaking planet Earth, okay, to get it twice, and she died the second time for it, man. It was game over at 89. She had cancer. She had a bunch of other things, man. Stop trying to blame everything on damn COVID, man. telling you, after the November 3rd, when Trump takes care of the damn Sleepy Joe, man, it's going to be over, man. It's all going to disappear, man. And go ahead. I dare you to go riot, man, because we don't defunct the police around here, okay? We're pro-police around here, okay? I want someone to call when your loser ass starts breaking into my house so I don't have to blow your head off and exercise my right in Florida for, what is it? Stand your ground, baby. Lock it up. We got to check the time here because we do get cut off by Anchor if we go over 30 minutes. And, man, we are already 25 minutes in, man. Your boy Roy SRQ Talk. Time flies with your boy here, man. Hit me up on the email srqtalk@gmail.com or be trendy. Let your voice be heard. If you're any good, your boy Roy here is going to make you SRQ Talk famous. Drop me a 60-second or less a message there by going to srqtalk.com, hitting the message button. Now, don't damn ramble on, okay, like a damn lunatic, because you're going to get your ass cut off, okay? Now, I did get a lot of emails today, but they're all a little wubby-dubby. Oh, you're great, and we love you, all this crap. I like hate mail, man. I like hate mail. I want you to be amped up, man, and passionate about something. Go ahead and leave me a voicemail there. If you're any good, like I said, I'll put it on the air. Today's show, directtowing.app. Don't be a loser on the side of the road with a broken down vehicle, man, and getting ripped off by your local tow company or the guy that passes by there that is fishing for people, tow truck drivers that are fishing on the highway for people that are broken down. They're going to take your ass to the cleaners, man. Just go to directtowing.app. The sponsor of today's show, download the app. It works like Uber. They're going to pinpoint your location there, and they're going to lock it up for you, man. We thank them for sponsoring the show today. On this segment of the show, let me see, what else can we get in? We gave you a damn cootie numbers, man, that's taking over the show here. Well, there you go. Cootie, COVID-19 radio, man. It's your boy, Roy, SRQ Talk. I want you to stay with me for the second half on the show. On the flip side, we're talking all sports. We're off the schneid. We're off our losing streak. We went 2-0 yesterday. We're 55%. I'm going to give you two locks of the day again for today's games. It's college games. We won a college game with Coastal Carolina. Way to come through there. Alma mater of my damn niece there. And that's the reason we went to. We should damn call up Ashley and thank her for going to that damn school. It's the only reason that we went with it. We gobbled it, didn't choke on it. We're back on the positive side, 55% and higher. So stick with me on the other side. Next, all sports. Okay, welcome back. What we call here the second half. It's your boy Roy SRQ Talk with the latter 30 minutes of the 1 hour show that we broadcast live from Sarasota, Florida, Monday through Friday. We like to call it the SRQ Sports Show, where it's all sports, baby. And we're back off the schneid again, man. We were experiencing a 4-game losing streak there, but guess what? We're off the schneid, man, without having to contact the Santero to, reverse the voodoo boogaloo. And we did mention that it wasn't voodoo boogaloo. It was just basically a slump, man. It happens to the best of them. We're 30-25, baby, and we're 55% back socially accepted back in the gambling world. They deemed that to be a successful 1 year. If you're 55% and over in a year program, like a good sample size, man, we got like 55 games we've done. We're 30-25. We hit 2 in a row yesterday, and the damn I got my damn Tampa people. Yeah, sorry I associate you with Bradenton Tampa, because you know why I do? Because you're in the bottom of the barrel of listeners, okay? You're that measly percentage there of listeners, man. You're not like damn amped up like Fort Myers, man, or Sarasota, Northport. Even the damn 305 is locking it up. Fourth place, Fort Lauderdale, Dottie making the top five there. And then the rest is like Lakeland, Orlando, Tampa, damn Bradenton. We got Parrish on board now. We got Palmetto there. Okay, that is the top one in the Manatee County there. With your boy Roy here as SRQ Talk. This segment of the show is sponsored to you by the best website that any gambler can go to, man. What is it? Wagerlock.com. That's right. They're a sports consulting company that only gives you one straight up bet a day, man. They guarantee their picks. They are going to charge you damn $19.99 to do it. Okay. But if you're anything like a better, a $50 better, $100 better, $1,000 better, you're buried with your bookie, or you want to bury your bookie, man, go to wagerlock.com. They're not going to subscribe to your damn teasers and your little if bets and your around the world bets and your parlay seven teamers. None of that crap is happening at wagerlock.com. They're straight up and they can't be more transparent with you, man. They're going to email you their lock of the day, not to be confused with your boy Roy's lock of the day, which I don't charge anything. This is just off the cuff, man. I don't do as much research as wagerlock.com. They get really into the nitty gritty there. They're going to charge you $19.99 and the payment is secure. They use Square Up, and Square Up does definitely make the merchant accountable, man. They don't play games out there. Square Up is amped up. That's the choice of wagerlock.com, how they're going to take your payment. And if for some odd reason, okay, that the game doesn't come through, that's why they guarantee it. They're not going to charge you $19.99 by giving you a loser. They guarantee your pick. So if you need to get back on the winning track like we did, there you go. Lock it up, man. Wagerlock.com. Go visit them. Very friendly website. Go browse them. They're sponsoring the SRQ Sports Show here with your boy Roy. It's what we call Little Friday here. You know it as Thursday, October 15, 2020. And like we've been bragging all day, man, we're 2-0 today. We're coming off two wins yesterday, and we dipped our big toe into football, college football, baby. Yesterday, rare Wednesday night game. Coastal Carolina took care of business there in Louisiana. They were getting 8 points, man, and we gobbled them. Told you, I hope we don't choke on them, and we sure didn't, man. They won outright 30-27. And guess what? Coastal Carolina is 4-0 now. Louisiana drops a 3-1. That was a 3-0 and 3-0 team going head-to-head there. And Coastal Carolina won it outright. We didn't even need the 8 points, man. They won by 3, 30-27. We got some games today. We definitely want to get to the lock of the day today. And again, you can go ahead and bet against me, man. Just like I got a message yesterday. Oh, after I heard your record, I went ahead and bet with the Rays. You're so damn sensitive, man. I want the damn Rays to go to the World Series, okay? But I take it as a game by game. It's a seven-game series, man. Things are going to happen. I told you my boy Greinke was on the mound yesterday. He won 4-3. And I told you that if there was going to be any game that the Astros win, that was going to be the game, and they came in. They squeaked it 4-3, man, but it was a lock, man. Your boy Roy told you to damn walk to the walk conspicuously only because we are 0-4. We're on a four-game losing streak, so you don't want to be damn running to the window like a desperate damn dreck, okay? Have some dignity, man. Walk like a pimp walking to the window, man. Give your money there, and I hope you did that, and I hope I helped out some people and the people that went ahead against me. Sorry for you, buddy. Keep on betting against your boy here. 30-25, 55%. We're amped up. I got my resort all booked down there to the great people at Key West, and I heard a story today that it's lobster season, baby. That's right. Lock it up, man. Your boy Roy is always going to give you non-fake news here, man. Always putting you in the know. And yeah, it's lobster season, man. I didn't plan it that way, but the stars were aligned. I'm heading south, man. I live in paradise, so it's kind of hard to find another paradise. But guess what? Your boy Roy did it. I'm heading south, man, in a Z4 BMW. I'm going to put the bra off, get the top off, man. Let the little hair that I have left blow in the damn wind, man. I'm putting my the Queen of Siesta Key under my arm, and we're heading south, man. It's booked and locked and loaded just like you are. Listening to your boy Roy here, SRQ Talk, second half. It's all sports here. Let's get right to it. We just gave you a couple of scores there. Let's see what we got going on now that we're addicted and we're 1-0. Because that was the first time that we dipped into college football that I gave you, because obviously the games are on Saturday usually. So let's see what we got today. Today, 7:30 p.m. on the big network there, the big four-letter network, is going to broadcast Georgia State, with my numbers in Georgia. They're okay. Georgia, you used to be Mac Daddy, man, but you let Virginia pass you. Washington State, number two, holding. And that's not D.C., bitch. That's all the way out west there with the great city, the Emerald City of Seattle, locking it in and embracing the show here. They're loving it, man. I mean, the numbers are damn off the chain, man. They really are. Florida, obviously, number one. Washington, number two. Followed by the great people of Ohio, baby. Ohio loves it. You know why? Ohioans, they dominate this damn area here in the Sarasota, the Sun Coast area. They're everywhere, man. You know, what are you waiting for, man? Move down already. All right, everybody moves down from Ohio. They dominate this damn area. No wonder my numbers are off the chain there. They're the third leading state in the whole damn state on the SRQ talk show here, audience listenership. And I told you, you know, everything's big in Texas, including my damn numbers, man. Texas freaking loves me over there. Dallas especially. That's why damn Tampa, when the Lightning were playing, I went with the Stars, you know. And again, it was a similar situation as the Rays and the Astros. You know what? I'm like over 17% in damn Houston. Wasn't the reason I went with them yesterday. I told you, Greinke's my boy, and he went there and he pitched a gem, man. Kept us in it there. All right, so let's move on here. Let's see what kind of games we got going. Like I mentioned, Georgia State against Arkansas State. I tend to want to go with Georgia State here because Georgia is opted into the show, but Arkansas, not so much. I mean, Little Rock, where's Little Rock at? Isn't that the home of damn Bill Clinton? Yeah, we haven't heard much about you, Bill Clinton, ever since we saw you on the Epstein list, you damn pedophile, freaking sex addict. All right, Georgia State and Arkansas State, man. They tip it off today at 7:30 p.m. kickoff. Arkansas State is a 3.5-point favorite over under a whopping 72.5. Are you damn kidding me, man? That's a lot of damn points, man. 72.5. Are you kidding me? But you never know, man. They like to air it out here, Georgia State and Arkansas State. That could be possible. That's a pretty high number, and it's pretty much stayed fixed, 72.5. It kind of tweaked up to 73, but it quickly dropped down back to 72.5. Man, but they almost want you to go under with a high number like that, man. Those games usually go over, but guess what? We're going to go with Georgia State, and we're grabbing the 3.5 lock of the day. Boy, your boy Roy SRQ Talk is telling you to strut to the window there. Put it on Georgia State, grab the 3.5, we're gobbling it, and hopefully we don't damn choke on it. There you go, that's your only college game on the border. And the NBA, yeah, that's over. LeBron took my damn Heat. The Heat, very impressive run, your overachievers Heat, but of course we were boycotting the damn NBA, so we were just seeing highlights, and it was hurtful for me, man, not to be able to tune in. Because, you know, the Heat, man, that's my favorite damn team, man. For the love of Butler and Harrell, man, and Robinson, man. That's a great team right there. They're a little small, but, hey, they made it work, man. And I'll tell you what, they beat a damn good Boston damn Celtic team to get there, okay? The road wasn't easy for the Heat, man. And then they come up with those damn monsters over there and damn the Lakers, man. And you know what? There's an asterisk to it. All right, LeBron, all right, it's going to be counted as a title, okay? But you got a long way to go with the best basketball player in the world, which is Michael Jordan, baby. That's it. Lock it up. I want to be put on record saying that I think Michael Jordan is the best basketball player of all time, man. And we're not going to debate that because guess what? We only have 30 minutes. We're already 10 minutes in because it goes so fast here. Hit me up on email, srqtalk@gmail.com. Or let your voice be heard, srqtalk.com. Hit the message button. They'll give you 60 seconds to leave a nice, passionate message there. So there you go. Georgia State, baby. We're taking the 3.5, man. That over under a 72.5. That kind of scares me, man. I really don't want to go over. That's a hell of a lot of points, man. And if anything goes wrong, that game will go under in a minute. So we're going to go on the safe side. We're going to grab the points, 3.5. Dog, Georgia State, baby, for the love of the ATL. Peach Street, Jimmy Carter Boulevard, for the damn love of Marietta, baby, County, Beaufort County, all that crap down there, man. I know Atlanta very well, man. I've gone to the Omni down there in downtown ATL many times for shows. I used to take the 7-hour trip from damn 305 in Miami up to Atlanta, man. That's right. I know. I used to camp out on Lake Lanier, man, for days at a time with a bunch of hippies, man, back in the day. Drive up there in a nice VW Bug up there, just like they did down in Woodstock in the 60s, man. Your boy Roy had hair down to his ass, man. Looked like a damn girl. All right, so there you go, man. Georgia State, we're grabbing 3.5. We are 30-25, and feel free. Go ahead and bet against me, man. You know, that's your choice and your prerogative, man. We don't tell people how to live around here, who to damn vote for, all right? And stop mailing me these voter registrations. I'm already registered, man. Your boy Roy's locked up, and guess what? I told you yesterday. Your boy Roy is going to the booth, and I'm keeping my eye on it. I want it to be in the box, man. They're trying to bait me into doing it by mail so they can damn have a chance to go ahead and throw my Trump vote into the water, just like the damn Drek West Virginia mailman threw all those over a thousand votes into the thing. No, you're not gonna get that chance with your boy Roy. I'm going to the booth, man. If it's safe enough to go to Publix, if it's safe enough for my kid to go to school, it's safe enough for me to go to the booth. That's right. I'm on record. Your boy Roy's going to the booth on November 3rd. And guess what? I'm not ashamed. I'm not going to cater to you. I'm going Trump all day. God forbid, I would never vote for that damn Sleepy Joe and that whore Carmella. Forget about that. That damn, oh yeah, I smoke pot now, but yeah, but you put over 150,000 people in jail in California back in the day when you wanted to get elected, you damn liar. Get off.
Whatever.
You got me amped up here, man. You're so angry.
Whatever.
Oh, get out of town, man. If you don't like it, don't listen. Where this country's free, man, not like this socialist crap that you want to, by getting Biden, I'm just going to get run over. The guy's been in there in office 47 years, man. I mean, one more time do you want, Biden? Get the hell out of our face, man. Is this what America's, the only best two choices are damn Trump and Biden? Are you kidding me, man?
Whatever.
So that's right. I'm not ashamed to say it. It's none of your damn business who I vote for. Stop asking people who you vote for, man. And get it together. You're going to not vote for Trump because, oh, I don't like him. He's too arrogant. He's not presidential. Like, yeah, the reason I voted for him because I was sick of your damn politicians, man. I don't want people to like my, you think I want the Shah of Iran to like my president? Get the hell out of here, man. I want him to fear his ass, that he'll put the nuke button on your ass anytime, man. Most powerful country in the world. I want that damn arrogant bastard. I sleep well at night. So there you have it, man. Even though it's none of your damn business who I vote for, I'm going to go all day, Trump. Just like we're going Georgia State today, gobbling the damn 3.5 points against Arkansas State, where damn Bill Clinton's from, Little Rock, my ass. They're not tuning into the show, Arkansas, the great state of Texas. They are. And let's see what the Astros, the damn cheating Astros, are doing today against their damn sensitive Rays. Oh, are you going to go against the Rays today?
Whatever.
I might. Why? Are you gonna pay my bet when I lose? No, you're not. So get the hell out of here. Everybody's got an opinion, but nobody does anything, man. Oh, you're so angry. Go to hell, man. Let me have my own emotions, man. It's amped up, man. People love my meltdowns. The numbers don't lie. And here at the SRQ Talk Show, we're all about the numbers. But your show's always the same. Get out of town, man. Don't listen then. Go listen to somebody else, to your damn scripted radio. That's right. And guess what? Oh, yeah, I like to welcome my ladies. Guess what? 62% of my audience is the damn beautiful women. When I walk into a building, any building in America, man, I want there to be more women than you damn Drek fucking men, okay? You guys are going down the tubes like crazy. Only at 38%. Guess what? Love it, ladies. Thank you for tuning in. 62%. Wow, that's record numbers for the ladies. I remember way back in the day where we were at 32%, remember? And then I started, crying, you know, like a damn 2-year-old at a department store that didn't get my way. And then the ladies, they stepped up to the plate, baby, and they started tuning in. We tweaked the show a little bit to cater to them. And guess what? 62% of women, baby. I love that, man. All day, every day. All right, man, let's see what we got. So we gave you the damn Georgia Tech game. Let me see what's going on with Major League Baseball today, baby. And there we go. We got a 5:07 today, baby. We got the Rays and the cheating Astros. Curtis against Groa. Over under is 9, man. They haven't been, the games haven't been going over here. The Rays are favorite 141 today. Guess what? Your lock of the day, the game does go over today. Too many under games have been happening today. They're going to blow up today. Your boy Roy's telling you to damn run to the window today. We're going over in the Rays cheating Astros game today. Over 9. That's 2 locks of the day. How about the Dodgers and the Braves? What about them? What about them? We got Kershaw against Wilson today. Kershaw is a huge favorite at minus 227. Over under is 9. The last time Kershaw played, we went over and we won at 8.5. Let me see. Kershaw doesn't really play well, man. He plays really disappointing in the playoffs, man. It's just notorious. It's documented. I'm not hating on the guy. I'm a Dodger fan. They've made us a lot of money here on the SRQ Talk Show. Dodgers have been friendly to the show, and they're a friendly bettors wager, but man, the Braves, I think the Dodgers might even this up today, man. But that would be too easy. It's too much of a big favorite. Their favorite, 227. Come on. You want me to give you easy-peasy games? The Dodgers might win, but I'm not willing to put the $200 down to win a measly damn $100. Okay? The money's with the Braves, but I don't trust the Braves today. But, you know, that over-under also 9. That's why we're going to stay away. We got Georgia State getting 3.5, and I just mentioned we're going over 9 in the Rays. Astros take it to the bank with 30 and 25, 53%. Absolutely 55%. We're 30 and 25, socially acceptable in the gambling world, 55%. It's your boy Roy, SRQ Talk. What else is happening? My fantasy team in the damn toilet, man. I had to grab a couple of let me go to that here, and let me see. I don't even know what players I have, man. I've been dropping players left and right. We damn need to get Mr. Irrelevant on the damn show here to help out my fantasy team, man. I'm 1-4, man. I'm having a horrible season in fantasy, man. Injury plagued. Eckler down. My boy C-Mac attack from the Carolina Panthers down, man. I just can't buy a win, man. I really can't. I got damn blown out, man. Out the water this weekend, man. Not even close. I think I lost by 90, man. I'm not even joking to you, man. Yeah, I wish it was the other way around, man. But I don't know if I'm just focusing on this damn podcast show and not letting us sit him and start him running backs, man. And you know what? We're going to leave it to Mr. Irrelevant, man. I'm not going to do fantasy sit him or start him without damn Chooch, man. I need Chooch's help, damn it. Let's see here. I just want to see my own team here because I picked up Yeldon. Remember that running back from your damn disgusting Jaguars? Remember Jacksonville? I told you we're going to get blown out this week, and you did? Remember? Yeah, that's exactly what happened, Jacksonville. Does Jacksonville tune into the show? No, Jacksonville, not even a peep on anybody's radar. Not Google Analytics, not any of the damn, all these podcasts that I'm on, Anchor, Breaker Radio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, damn Spotify, the king of the damn podcast, SoundCloud, CastBlock, damn Himalaya is even opted into your boy. Any search engine, SRQ Talk Show, your boy's going to dominate there. Yeah, not even any of those podcasts, Jacksonville's got you on the radar, okay? As one of the cities in Florida, okay? Even damn Bradenton's got you beat, Jacksonville. That's damn embarrassing. That's why we went against your damn putrid Jaguars this week, and guess what? We won on your expense there. That's right. Damn Jacksonville. So I got your boy there that you got rid of that plays for the Buffalo Bills now, little Yeldon, running back. That's why, because I'm depleted at running back, man. I really am, man. I'm hurting. And the waiver wire, they ain't nothing. They ain't crap. Stugatz, Ugatso on the waiver wire for my great people in Italy. When is damn Italy going to opt in, man? What's the closest thing we have to Europe? What do we got? We got the great people of Germany. Of course, we got the UK. No other European city. Come on, Italy. Damn it. Come on, opt in, man. Ugatso, suca me la minchia. Yeah, lock it up, man. Your boy here knows 3 different languages, man. That's right. I'm an international guy. That's why the international people and countries have embraced the show. They know what it is, man. Mexico, and andate. Not the Mexicans from Onico, no. The real Mexicans out there in the country of Mexico. The cartel, baby, embracing the show here. There ain't no wall here. What do we got? We got, I mean, we're not going to start Brady. I'm sorry. I'm going to do my lineup right now, right here on this show. Let me see. We are about 21 minutes in because your boy, I already gave you two locks, man. Georgia Tech, 3.5, gobble the points, don't choke on them. And we're going over in the Rays Astros game, okay? Do you feel better about it? Damn sensitive, damn Tampa residents at the bottom of the, at least you cracked the top 15 here, Tampa. I'm going to give you a little credit, man. Just stop being so damn sensitive, man, about me going against the Rays. And when I went with the Stars in one of your damn games with the Lightning, took the cup back home. How are you embarrassed, Canada, that not only did the United States take a damn Stanley Cup from you, it's a damn team from Florida, man. And we shouldn't even have hockey here. It's hot here. How do they do it? Yeah, the Lightning got it figured out. How about my Panthers? Yeah, where are my Panthers? In Fort Lauderdale, Dottie, baby. They're top five listening down there in Fort Lauderdale, Los Angeles Boulevard, baby. Yep, Fort Lauderdale. Even though Miami 305 took it to the house, passed you, Fort Lauderdale. My people in the MIA there, 305. What is 305? Oh, whatever. It's Miami, you dumb bitch. Jesus, man. Anyway, we're amped up here as usual. It is season 2, episode 11, the sticks today. I had to drop the kicker from Seattle. I went with Dan Bailey, baby, from Minnesota, the Vikings. So I got somebody from the Vikings on my team here. Let me put him in the lineup here. And yeah, TJ Yeldon, but lock it up, man. He had a great game. He plays on, Monday at 5? There's a Monday night game at 5. I guess we're going to have to look at that schedule, man. We got things going on here that we're not in the know about. And guess what? Tim Patrick from Denver, step it up, man. You've had more than enough week to get over the little COVID cooties there that your team, somebody on your team there. How about Emmanuel Sanders, huh? 24 points for the New Orleans Saints. He's on a bye, though. New Orleans is on a bye. So Jared Cook, my damn tight end that finally got off the injured wire. You know what, Cook? I don't need you. I got the Mac Daddy of all tight ends, George Kittle, baby, from the Niners. Even though you didn't have too much time to play, George Kittle, with my damn Dolphins blew you out. Dolphins scoring 43 points on the Niners, man. All right, so what do we got? My running back situation? Horrible, man. I got J.K. Dobbins. But you know what? J.K. actually scored. I was forced. I had absolutely no choice but to put. I'm telling you, I'm depleted at running back. Who do I got this week? Rex Burkhead, man. I picked up Rex about 3 weeks ago. I haven't been able to damn put him in with this whole damn COVID crap that they keep canceling games on us and teasing us, man. Goes up against Denver this week, man. I hope they actually play Rex Burkhead. Lock it up, man. I got him in my lineup. And guess what, Tampa? Don't get all sentimental, Tampa, okay? I'm taking your boy Tom Brady out of my lineup. Guess who I'm going with? Guess who I got on the bench that outscored? I got Big Ben, man, from a real football team, the Pittsburgh Steelers, man, old school. He goes up against the Cleveland Browns. And guess what? The Browns are off the chain at 4-1, man. Oh, and look at what I'm looking at. Oh, Scotty Miller. Where is he? No targets, no catches. A guy plays like 59 snaps, and Tom Brady says, Scotty Miller. Oh, I was in the game blocking. You're 5'10", a buck 60, looking wet. Don't tell me that you're blocking, okay? You're not blocking there to block. You're out there to be the great white hope, the poor man Edelman, man, the poor man Welker, okay? Why can't you be like Scott damn Beasley out there with the Buffalo Bills, man? Be a quick little white wide receiver, man. Scotty Miller, I'm going to bench his ass, man. He's questionable. Get out of here. You know what? You're questioning a big Q right next to his name being questionable. Scotty Miller, today I bench him, and guess what? Scotty Miller's going to blow up this week, I bet. That's just how my season's going. But, hey, Hunter Renfro from the Raiders, baby. Another guy on a bye this week. A lot of teams on a bye there. Devontae Parker, baby. Let's amp it up, man. And Devontae from the great Miami Dolphins there. He scored 15 points last week for me, man, but he wasn't really the go-to guy, man. Fitzy was spreading it around for everybody, man. He was damn on fire. But anyway, we're going with Ben Roethlisberger, man. We're going to put in Ben over Tom Brady. Oh, yeah, don't hold it against me, man. Come on, Tampa. You're damn too sensitive. There we go. We're getting to hell, Tom Brady. I'm putting him in my lineup right now, live on the air, man. We're going with Big Ben there against the Browns. They're notoriously high scoring games there. And that's that's a big rivalry there. So we'll see how the Steelers pan out there, man. But you know what? We're going to go. I hope Tom doesn't score 46 points like he did for me last time. And we have no choice but to put in J.K. Dobbins, running back for Baltimore there. He scored 8 points something, whatever, for me, man. I'm telling you, Austin Eckler done. How about Golden Tate, man? I should put him in place of Scotty Miller because Emmanuel Sanders is on a bye. So we'll do that right now. Let's put in Golden Tate there, even though those Giants... 0-5, man. You're horrible. Your team's horrible, dude. All right, we're about to get cut off. We're done because time flies with your boy, Roy. Remember, srqtalk@gmail.com. Hit me up with an email. Tell me what you think. srqtalk.com. If you want your voice heard, hit the message button and record a message. I'll play it on the air if it's any good. There is no more here. Thank you for tuning in for the whole hour. And if you didn't, yeah, what could I tell you? We're 30-25, two locks of the day today. Georgia Tech, don't choke on the 3.5, but just gobble them, chew them up really good and swallow them, man. 3.5, we're taking there, and we're going over in the Rays-Houston Astros, cheating Astros game today. That is over under is 9. We're going over because none of the games I've gone over, they're about due. Just like I told you the Astros would do yesterday, the over is due. Tons of runs are going to be scored in that. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for wagerlock.com. Go to their website if you need a lock. And if you don't trust your boy Roy here, we're 55%. Hopefully on the Friday all football show tomorrow. So make sure you tune in when we broadcast for another hour. It's your boy Roy. There is no more. All I always ask you to do is go, be nice to someone, man. So go ahead and enjoy your life. Go live your best life. Get off my show.
Oh, thank you.